This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, I am Yede Allison. The West African Examination Council Liberia office says all the necessary mechanisms have been put in place for the administering of the West African Senior High School Certificate Examination for the first time in the country. The head of test administration at WAEC Liberia, Isaac Toll, told UNMIL Radio that the exams will be administered in April this year. Mr. Toll said they have been creating awareness for the exams in the rural parts of the country. The head of test development at WAEC Liberia added that the exams will be administered to senior students in Ghana, Liberia, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, and the Gambia. The National Adult Education Association of Liberia, NAEL, says it will this week launch its Level 2 literacy program. According to the project manager of NAEL, this is a 9-month training program open to all Liberians. The Liberia Council of Churches has begun the training of some 60 women from various church denominations in an effort to establish a psychosocial clinic. The president of the LCC, Reverend Kwatu Brown, said the proposed clinic is expected to provide education, training, and support to the targeted victims. Reverend Brown told UNMIL Radio that the proposed clinic will initially be situated on the ground floor at the LCC headquarters, and services will be free of charge. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. Zimbabwe's president has called on all citizens to unite to mourn opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, who died of colon cancer last week. A memorial service for Tsvangirai was held in a packed church in the capital, Harare, while outside, hundreds of supporters of his movement for democratic change gathered. Tsvangirai died in hospital in South Africa on 15 February at the age of 65. He will be buried in his home village of Buhira on Tuesday. President Emmerson Mnangagwa visited Tsvangirai's family to offer condolences ahead of their service. And young survivors of Wednesday's school shooting in Florida have announced a national march on Washington to demand political action on gun control. Student organizers told U.S. media that they were determined to make Wednesday's shooting a turning point in the national gun debate. The attack, which left 17 students and staff members dead, was the deadliest U.S. school shooting since 2012. Yesterday, protesters chanted shame on you to U.S. lawmakers and the president. That's the UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Yede Allison. Good morning.